Hi everyone, we're just back again for our daily devotional, and it's starting to rain a little bit, which is I think the first time we've really got a little bit of rain for maybe over a month during these devotionals. We've passed number 50 now, so time is really flying by. It's lovely to have you join with us, and we pray that God is blessing you and encouraging you in your home. Just going to share a verse of scripture with you today that speaks of our Saviour and our Lord Jesus Christ. It's found in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Jesus Christ is the central figure in glory. Jesus Christ is the central figure in world history. And Jesus Christ is to be central in the life of every Christian and central in the life of the church. In all things, he is to have the preeminence. The Bible says, no flesh shall glory in his presence. John the Baptist said, he must increase, but I must decrease. And if you study even the earthly ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you'll discover that even subtly in Scripture, he was always given the preeminent place. He was always in the midst. He was always central. I think about the man of the Gadarenes. And whenever the Lord Jesus with his disciples got off that ship and entered into the land of the Gadarenes, that man came and fell before the feet of the Saviour. 13 men, but it seems that even that unregenerate man at that stage in his life understood and knew that the one in the midst was the Son of God. There was something unique, there was something different even about him. And we often read about Christ being in the midst. As a little boy of 12 years of age, he was sitting in the midst of the temple, in the midst of the doctors of the law, asking and answering questions. And that had a remarkable effect upon them. And then we read about the crucifixion. And there were three people crucified that day, two thieves, one on either side, and Jesus Christ in the midst. And then whenever the Saviour rose from the grave and appeared before the disciples in the upper room, it says that he appeared in the midst. And then you go to the book of the Revelation and you read about the seven churches or the seven candlesticks. And there was one walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. He was there as the central figure. And then John says, I beheld the throne, and in the midst of the throne, a lamb. And so all the way throughout the scriptures, throughout the word of God, Jesus Christ is a central character, the central one. He has promised that where two or three are met together in my name, there am I in the midst. And even right there in the trials and tribulations of the Christian, he is there in the midst. Remember, Daniel's three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were thrown into the midst of a burning and a fiery furnace. And then one of the king's men went down and looked into the fiery furnace from a distance and says, I see four men in the midst of the fire, and the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. He was there even in the midst. But can I challenge you today? Is Jesus Christ the preeminent one in your life? Is he the preeminent one in your heart? Is he the preeminent one in your home? Is Jesus Christ the preeminent one in your family? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Whenever Jesus Christ is first, whenever he's the foremost one in your life, whenever he's the preeminent one in your life, all those other things that we worry about and have concerns about, they all fit in together. Make Jesus Christ the king of your life. Bow your heart and bow your knee even now and say, King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow. Lead me to Calvary. May God bless you all, and thank you for listening again today.